We continue with Mishnah Berurah Yom Hichos Tefillah Simen Pei Tes, finishing up Sif Aleph. The Ramah comments: the Acher Chatzos Asur Les Palal Tefillah Shacharis. After Chatzos, you're not allowed to daven Shmona Esrei for Shacharis at all. Mishnah Berurah points out that it sounds like even right after Chatzos, you're no longer allowed to daven, whether it's Mezid or Shogeg. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings there are some who are lenient and say that within the first half hour after Chatzos, when we say that you are not allowed to daven mincha yet, because man mincha doesn't start until a half hour after chatzos. So during that half hour, some say that you're allowed to daven shacharis then also. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that Ladina, the Prima Gadol, the Derech HaChaim, say that you are not allowed to daven after chatzos. So therefore, if one unintentionally does not daven before chatzos, then what should they do? They should wait until a half hour after Chatzos, when it is now time for Mincha, and they should daven Mincha, and then daven Tashlumen for Shachar, so daven to Shmona Esrei. This is only if it was Shogeg, if it was accidental, or Nanas against your will. But if it was Mezid, that it's already after Chatzos, you didn't daven yet, so there's nothing you could do about it. B'di'evad, though, says Mishnah Berurah, if you did daven during that half hour after Chatzos, then you are Yotze, you would not need to daven again, Tashlumen after Mincha, but we say that one should not daven during that time. What the Tzlach says is that you should daven during that half hour after Chatzos on condition that if it's Zman Mincha, then that should count as Mincha. And if not, then it should count as Shachris. And then after the half hour after Chatzos, you should daven a second time on condition that if the first Shmona Esrei was Mincha, then this will be a Tashlumen for Shachris. And if that first Shmona Esrei counted as Shachris, then this one will count as Mincha. And Rabbi Kiva Eger suggests the same thing. Ephraim Greenblatt says that just as men aren't supposed to daven after chatzos, women should not daven after chatzos. Siv Beis, Kevin Shigia Zman Tfila, once the time for Shacharis has started, meaning Amar HaShachar, which with the Evid we said you could daven then, Asrul Adam Lahaktim Lefesa Chaveir Litain Lo Shalom, one is not allowed to go to his friend's house to say Shalom to him, Nishum Deshmo Shal Kosh Baruch Hu Shalom, because that's the name of Hashem. But you're allowed to say good morning to a person during that time. If you have to go to his house anyway to deal with some other business issue, so then once you're going anyway for a different purpose, so then you'd be allowed to say hello to him. That you'd be allowed to say good morning to him at his house. But to go to him to say good morning to him, that you're not allowed to do. You can't bow to him a little bit when you go to his house either. Some people say that bowing to him is prohibited even if you don't go to his house. Just if you see him in the street, you wouldn't be allowed to bow to someone before Shacharis either. However, says Lachabrim, Hischa Levarcha Brachos, if you already started saying Brachos, then Ein Lachosh Kolkach, then it's not a big deal to bow to the person or to say good morning to them once you've already said Brachos, because even though you haven't davened Shacharis completely yet, since you've already started saying Brachos, that's already something, and you'd be allowed to say hello to the person. If you made a Mashkan L'Pischa L'Shpachol B'Vaderech, but if you didn't go to his house, you just bumped into him, then Mutar Litein Lo Shalom, you're allowed to say Shalom to him. There's another opinion which says that you can't say shalom to him, even if you bump into him, you can just say good morning to him. Just to remind yourself that you're not supposed to be doing anything else before you daven. Even though we said that you're not supposed to say shalom to someone, even if you bump into them in the street, that's this second opinion. The Mishnah Berurah says that you bump into somebody who's a dangerous person, or somebody who has a lot of authority over you, you're scared not to say hello to them, then for sure you can say shalom to them. The Mishnah Berurah is not sure if you say shalom in other languages, whether that would be permissible or not. So the basic rules of saying hello to someone in the morning are that from the time of Amar HaShachar, until after Shacharis, until after your daven, you're not allowed to go to somebody's house to say shalom to them. You can't go to someone's house to say good morning either. However, if you're going their way anyway, then you'd be allowed to say shalom to them. If you bump into them in the street, then you'd be allowed to say shalom to them. However, there are some who are machmer that even in that case, you should be machmer only to say good morning to them and not shalom. But once you've already said Birchas HaShachar, then for sure it's okay to say Shalom to them if you bump into them in the street. If somebody else says hello to you first, shalom to you first, then you'd be allowed to say shalom back to them, even if you have not yet davened. That as well is brought in the Mishnah Berurah. Some other interesting points in this area, Rav Neuwirth says that if one goes to daven at a base avel, they'd be allowed to go over to the person to be menachem avel before shacharis and then daven shacharis, because that is considered nasiyas mitzvah, which we'll see in Sifya Tes, is okay before davening. The same thing as collecting tzedakah would be a mitzvah that would be okay before davening. As well, the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim would be okay before davening. And therefore, if your parents ask you to do something, it would be okay to do so before davening. Calling them as well to wish them have a safe trip would also be permissible because it's a mitzvah. The phone might be different entirely, actually, as the Chuvas Az Nidburu says that speaking on the phone is not like going to a person's house to say hello to them. And especially talking to your parents, where you're fulfilling kibud av v'aim, will for sure be okay. So one can be makil not only with saying good morning, but even to say shalom. But it's best to say birchas hashachar beforehand, as we said, that gets you out of many issues. The Beis Lechem Yehuda also says that our shalom is different than their shela shalom of that time. So even though the Magen Avraham says that it's really the same, the Kav HaChaim says that it would seem to be that our saying shalom really is different than their shela shalom, as we don't have the Shem Hashem in mind. Siv Gimel, Aser lo leisasik betzrachav, o leilech laderech ad sheyispal tefilah shmona esrei. One is not allowed to do any business or go on his way, go on a trip, anything like that, before he davens shmona esrei first. The Rama adds, yesh mekiyin lachash amar mixas brachos kodem shomer brach shomer tov lachmer zeh. Some say, as long as you've said some of brachos hashachar, that is enough, but it's best to be machmir not to do that. However, all of this, says Mishnah Berurah, is when it's not a case of a shas adchak, but in a case of a shas adchak where the people aren't going to wait for you, you're going to miss your ride in, so then for sure you can go out first and then daven on the way. And it sounds like from a lot of poskim that this is even after Netzach Hama, you'd be allowed to do this. And this would be the heter for, let's say, going on a plane or something like that before davening. If that's a flight that you're able to get, so then the flight's not going to wait for you to daven, so you'd be allowed to go on the plane before davening and then daven on the plane. A whole other discussion, whether you should be davening with a minyan on the plane or davening in the aisles is inappropriate. But either way, this is for going out to business. You're not allowed to do anything like that. But if it's a chafte shamayim, if it's something which is l'shem mitzvah, then it's going to be mutter as well. If Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that small things like throwing the laundry in or taking the garbage out on your way to shul are also going to be permissible.